Hey people out there, welcome to another episode of the Blog Squad Podcast, firmly the homeschool podcast. Our class recently finished a fairy tale unit where we read many original fairy tales and then other versions of the same stories. In this episode, our grade 4 and grade 5 students will put on an old-fashioned radio show based on one of the fairy tales we read. Our grade 6 and grade 7 and 8 students will share their fairy tale product advertisement. These products are sure to help any fairy tale characters out of any sticky situation. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Did you ever go outside and had nothing to eat or get stuck in a bathroom because you did something very bad to your brother or sister? Are you a princess? Did you ever get stuck in a tower? Now, the newest pants ever. It's called pansies. Pansy was made by scientists. Pansy is a state-of-the-art food. Pansy is a pizza that you can wear. You can buy pansies at the Big Jordan store. Six pansies cost $30.99. You just put it in the fridge, then when you want it, you just lip it on and eat it. Pansies come in cheese, mushrooms, pineapple, pepperoni, and black olives. Remember, this is for a princess stuck in a tower.
If you die, the company is not responsible for the death of that person.
Once upon a time, there were a little elephant who lived with their parents. When the elephant grew older enough, they went out into the world to live on their own. The first little elephant built a small wooden shack. One day, there was a knock at the door.
Knock, knock, knock. Who's there?
It's the big man of the mountains.
Hello, is anybody out there?
Let me in.
That strange someone knocked on my door, but whoever it was, they seemed to have gone away.
The big fat mouse was frustrated, so he wrote a note and slipped it under the door. It read,
"Squeak, squeak, squeak, I am the big fat mouse. I will rip up your garden, I will tear down your house, I will talk on your tails, I will pull down your ears, I am mighty and mean. I am the worst of your fears."
Later that day, the elephant found the note.
A big fat mouse? Oh no! I've never seen a mouse, but it sounds very scary. I imagine that it must be giant, much larger than an elephant. I'll bet it has big yellow eyes and long sharp teeth. Oh no, help! There's a big bad mouse on the loose. I must run away before it comes back to my house. I must run for my life.
Elephant ran through the wooden shack, tripping over tables and bumping into chairs. The terrified elephant left through the back door and ran all the way to the second elephant house. The second elephant lived in a brick house. It was larger than the first elephant's wooden shack.
It's me. I'm so scared. There's a mouse on the loose. Can I stay at your house? Please, please.
A mouse? I've never seen a mouse. But it sounds very scary. I imagine that a mouse must be gigantic with a long tail and sharp claws. Come inside quickly and lock the door behind you.
A few minutes passed. Doorbell rang. The two elephants looked at each other and their terror grew. Who could it be?
I'm not answering it.
Don't look at me. I'm not answering either.
The big fat mouse kept ringing the doorbells, but no one answered it. Finally, he grew frustrated and slipped a note under the door. It read,
"Squeak, squeak, squeak, I am the big fat mouse. I'll rip up your garden. I'll tear down your house. I'll tug on your tail. I'll pull on your ears. I am mighty and mean. I am the worst of your fears."
Oh no, this is terrifying. Now that big black mouse has come to my house.
Oh no, what will we do? Where will we go?
There's a gigantic, frightening, furious mouse on the loose. Run, we must run for our lives.
The two terrified elephants stumble out of the house, tucking up their legs and tripping over one another. They left through the back door of the house. They didn't stop running until they arrived at the third elephant house. The third elephant lived in an enormous mansion. It had a long driveway and a swimming pool. The two elephants rang the doorbell and the jinx, the butler, answered as soon as he opened the door. They ran past him, shouting and waving their arms wildly.
Oh my, oh no, it's horrible, it's terrible.
Help us, do something, call for help, call the police, call the army.
Get a hold of yourself, both of you. Now slow down and tell me, what are you so frightened of?
A mouse.
A mouse? Why didn't you say so? I never seen a mouse, but I imagine a mouse would be humongous, larger than this mansion. I think it might have scales and it might breathe fire.
The three elephants huddled in fear. They remained very still, listening with extreme care. After a few minutes, the doorbell rang.
Don't answer it, James.
Why not, Master Elephant?
It's a mouse, James. A humongous, terrifying, scary, fire-breathing mouse.
Don't be ridiculous. Mice are tiny, furry creatures that scurry about and eat berries and seeds.
James the butler opened the door. The three elephants were so frightened now that their eyes were popping out and their ears stuck straight out from their heads.
Well, what do we have here? A tiny little mouse.
Could you please deliver a message to the elephant, please? Tell them, speak, 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 I'm the big bad mouse. I'll rip up your garden, I'll tear down your house, I'll tug on your ears, I'll pull on your ears. I'm mighty and mean, I'm the worst of your fear.
Elephants, come here. You must face your foe. I must say, he is not especially scary.
The three elephants walked very nervously toward the door. First and second elephant were looking over the shoulder of the third elephant. The three frightened elephants stared out at the doorway, but no one appeared to be there. Beside James the butler, they looked to the left, they looked to the right, they looked up, then they looked down. There, on the doorstep, stood a little tiny mouse.
But you're so small.
We've never seen a mouse before.
You're really not that frightening at all.
You're so huge. I did not know that this is the way you look. You're very, very frightening.
And with that, the mouse scampered into the woods. At last, the elephant had seen that a mouse was very small. They would never frighten a mice again. At last, the mouse had learned that elephants are very large. The mouse never again threatened to rip up an elephant's garden or tear down on an elephant's house. Never. Everyone lives happy ever after.
The end!